Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Wanted to talk to you guys about a dining out episode, something that I've been getting a lot of queries about. You know, you guys, obviously we try to eat home as much as we can, hopefully, but with our routines and our schedule, it sometimes limits us to be able to have to eat out, and making the right choices could be the difference between a successful diet or a successful performance and not, because the times we do eat out, we have to make sure we make good choices. Some of the things I want to go over is, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you want to make sure you first off see if you can get their nutritional information on their food. Most restaurants now are providing calories and you know, sodium, but definitely calories next to the meal. I know recently with Cheesecake Factory, you talk about a book. It's like a smorgasbord of food. But you can, almost everything has now calories next to the of the description of the meal. And a lot of restaurants are offering now light dinner menu meals. So you need to make sure you look at those, and you need to look at the light dinner menu meals as well if you're trying to lose weight. If you're trying to gain weight, obviously this is going to be a different scenario, but I'm going to go on basic trying to lose weight. As the majority of the people seem to be having that issue, and most of the time that's usually the case. So when you're dining out, you want to look for that light menu. Very important. You can save yourself probably about a good 30 to 40% of your calories if you eat from the light menu. Choose things that have a lot of greens, a lot of vegetables, protein. Try to stay away from the bread, the burgers, obviously anything fried. You know, salads are great. The only thing that can ruin salads if you put a lot of salad dressing on there. So what I would recommend is getting salad dressing, put it on the side, ask them to put it on the side, dip your fork in the salad dressing, and then into the salad. You'll be surprised how much less salad dressing you'll use. If you pour it on there, you'll probably use 90% of it. But if you dip your fork in it, you probably will use, I'd say, half. So you're going to save yourself at least 40%. And that's probably going to average about, you know, I'd say at least 100, 150 calories right there, depending on, again, what dressing you're talking about. Blue cheese for sure. But that's a good way of doing it. The second thing to do is if you can, olive and vinegar. Olive oil and vinegar is very very healthy alternative, but a lot of times people don't really enjoy that. So you can do the first thing I just mentioned, which is dip your fork in the salad dressing and have them put it on the side. The other part of it too is if you're getting any type of starch, and you know, especially baked potatoes, ask for all that stuff on the side. You know, as soon as they put that on there, you're basically stuck with that, unless you scrape it off and it's already been sitting on there. So you want to make sure you get as much stuff on the side so you can pick and choose and add as much as you need to. Because remember, the restaurants, what their focus is for the food to taste as good as possible. They're not worrying about your health. They're not worrying about your calories. They're just worrying about putting it out there and making sure it tastes good. So you eat it, you want to come back and buy more. So That's their business, and that's what they're going to be trying to do. So you have to make sure you understand that just because it's on a plate and it's at a restaurant doesn't mean it's always the healthiest thing for you. If it tastes great too, doesn't always mean it's the healthiest thing for you. So you have to do your math, do your homework, and make sure you make good choices. Second thing I see a lot of calories is I say you never want to drink your calories. So I highly recommend you getting water and lemon. Or unsweetened tea or something like that. You know, try to stay away from the soft drinks and alcohol beverages. That's going to just add calories to your you know, your meal, and that's going to be, I call, wasted calories. They're useless calories. You're drinking calories that has no nutritional value. So you want to make sure you watch that. And finally, when you do order, make sure you understand portion size. I think that's one of the biggest things is that we feel we have to clean our plate every time we eat. And that's furthest from the truth. And I think that's where we get in trouble in this country, and especially in American society, is that we feel we need to clean our plate every single time. Take some food home. It's not a bad thing to do. You know, if you can't eat it, you know, and you're hungry, that's fine. But sometimes we feel we have to eat all the food that's on our plate. You know, so don't feel that's the case a lot, especially when you're talking about, you know, pasta and starches and stuff like that. Obviously, vegetables and all that is great to eat, but you know, that has a lot of fiber in it, so you're gonna probably feel full. But you know, again, don't feel like you have to, you know, finish and clean your plate. So I think those are some things that you want to be aware of when you go out to dinner. Like I said, you know, if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you want to make sure you follow some of these tips and guidelines. And at the end of the day, you know, you'll be okay. And like I said, the most you can do is eat at home and cook is always the best. But when you do have to eat out, and you know, unfortunately, we do live in a hectic, you know, environment, and when I can't get home and can't obviously, you know, cook because convenience. But so when those times come, you want to make sure you are, again, you're not throwing out your diet or you're not getting unhealthy. You're still eating somewhat healthy by doing some of the things I just talked about. So hopefully some of those tips you guys can take to use and put to use next time you go to dinner or lunch or breakfast, and keep yourself on a healthy pace. So again, stay healthy, stay hydrated, and again, watch those portion sizes. Always make sure you ask for things on the side. It will help a lot. You'll see how much less you'll actually use than if it was actually on the food itself. All right, guys, wish you the best and all the best of health, love, and happiness.
Georgia's Bank scallops are now at Bonefish Grill. The Georgia's Bank off the coast of New England is known for its amazing sea scallops, and Bonefish prepares them just right. Grilled to perfection over a wood fire, served atop creamy Parmesan risotto, and finished with bacon. They're a scallop lover's dream, and they pair perfectly with a seasonal handcrafted cocktail like our Wild Orchid Hawaiian Martini. So don't miss out. Come in and try Georgia's Bank scallops at Bonefish Grill tonight. Georgia's Bank scallops are now at Bonefish Grill. The Georgia's Bank off the coast of New England is known for its amazing sea scallops, and Bonefish prepares them just right. Grilled to perfection over a wood fire, served atop creamy Parmesan risotto, and finished with bacon. They're a scallop lover's dream, and they pair perfectly with a seasonal handcrafted cocktail like our Wild Orchid Hawaiian Martini. So don't miss out. Come in and try Georgia's Bank scallops at Bonefish Grill tonight.